Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Father, as always, I thank you for another opportunity to minister your word. I ask that you open the hearts of the hearers. Let your word fall on receptive ground. Let it be a help to every listener. In the name of Jesus. And Holy Ghost, I ask that you give me the grace to minister what you have given me. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. And I thank you for them. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Mark, the 9th chapter, starting at verse 14. And this passage is talking about the powerless disciples, but the mighty Christ. And this is a very lengthy passage, but please hang with me. And it reads, "And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately, when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him." Talking about Jesus here. "And he asked the scribes, 'What are you discussing with them?' Then one of the crowd answered and said, 'Teacher, I brought you my son, who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes or grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not.' He answered him and said, 'O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me.'" Verse 20, "Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit, that demonic spirit, convulsed him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. He asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood.'" Verse 22, "And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Verse 25, "When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, 'Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more.' Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, 'He is dead.' But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why could we not cast it out?' Verse 29, "So he said to them, 'This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting.'" Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Starting out, let's look at verse 20, because I believe this plays a big part. It says, "Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth." Verse 21, "So he asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood.'" In verse 20, if you were looking at this, and mind you, all the time, since childhood, how would you feel? looking at this, looking at your son, hearing your son, and watching what a demonic spirit is doing to him. And not just today, not just this day, but over time. Verse 21, how long has this been happening to him? The father said, since childhood. And it, mind you, this boy is no longer a child. It started happening since childhood. Would that do something to your emotions? Because when it comes to faith, because Jesus did say, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. That's what he said in verse 23. But what would that do to your faith when your emotions are involved and you see this and you hear this all the time? What would that do to your faith? And we do know that faith is not feelings. It's not based on feelings. Faith is believing past what we see, because we walk by faith and not by sight, and not by what we hear and not by what we feel. We live and walk by faith. But realistically speaking, we need to look at it for what it is, because I want to tell you something. The enemy, when it comes to our faith, he will bring situations into our life through people that we know and some that we don't know that are working behind the scenes against us in our lives. He will try to grab and hold our attention on him and what he is doing rather than us turn our attention and our focus on God and his word. He's always trying to disrupt our faith and our focus off of the word of God, what God says, to try and cause unbelief, because we're in our emotions. We're in our eyes. We're focused on what we hear and see, praise God. And see, most of the time too, that, you know, he has a way of using people that are close to us, not somebody that we don't, really care about or don't have a close, I should say, don't have close relationship with, somebody that really won't affect our emotions. Most of the time it's the people that are closest to us that he will use in order to hit our faith and cause unbelief because of what we continue to experience, see, hear, and feel in our emotions. And another thing is time. In verse 21, this started in childhood. So this was a long time that has been this way. And it seems like situation isn't changing. Have you ever dealt with that? I've dealt with that, where the situation doesn't seem like it's changing. Sometimes it goes from bad to worse. Praise God. And I notice, as long as I'm focused on what the enemy is doing or saying through the person, it triggers emotions of powerlessness over time. But I come to the point, praise God, I thank God for his grace and him giving me, I thank God for him giving me the grace to grow in him and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God for his grace and the teaching of the Holy Ghost as he walks with me and talks with me. That in verse 29, Jesus said to his disciples, because they wonder why they couldn't cast him out. So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. And when I read that verse, you know, for years I misinterpreted that verse. I thought, well, if I fast, that's going to be able to cast the demon out. That's going to be able to change situations in the name of Jesus. But what I learned just over the last few months through a powerful minister is that fasting, see, this is what fasting does for us. It not only disconnects us from the natural and worldliness in our flesh, it connects us to the Spirit of God. Now, this I knew, all this I knew, but it connects us to the Spirit of God in our born-again spirit. But this is what I didn't know, that it not only connects us to our born-again spirit, but it disconnects us from our soul being in control. The soul being the mind, will, and emotions. It disconnects us from the carnal realm, which is being led by or influenced by what we see, hear, smell, touch, taste. And fasting bypasses that. It overrides the soul and the natural senses, whereas we live out of our spirit, where faith lives, because see, we have the faith of God in our spirit. And fasting makes our soul and emotions subject to our spirit, to our born again spirit, and puts the spirit in control. See? So this shuts down unbelief and makes it of none effect when we fast. It's to put the spirit in control and the soul under subjection to that. Praise God. It puts the spirit of God, our born again spirit, in the lead, where we live out of that rather than what we are experiencing, what we're seeing, hearing, feeling in our emotions. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Praise God. So this helped me in regard to this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. See, and fasting takes us past what's been going on for a long time. And sometimes this is what's required, especially if a situation has been going on for a long time, because that can become ingrained in our soul. It can become ingrained in our mind, in our will, in our emotions, praise God. And this is what it takes, praise God. This is what it takes. Prayer and fasting. Not just prayer, but fasting too. Because we can pray. We can pray about a situation. And sometimes it seems like it's just not moving because our soul is too involved in the situation. Praise God. Our soul is too involved in what has been happening. Praise God. So, in short, it's prayer. Praying to the Father and fasting that will help our unbelief. I say all this because, you know, there have been situations where I have prayed and nothing's budging, maybe a little bit. And the Lord brought something to my attention that it was because of my unbelief. My emotions were involved. I have been seeing and hearing something over time. Time was involved. It had been going on for a long time. And it had weared me down more than I thought. And it had touched and affected my faith more than I thought, more than I realized, praise God. So fasting, there has to be some fasting with it in order to let my spirit take the lead, my born-again spirit take control over my soul, over my mind, will, emotions, and my sight, over my hearing, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it looks like that's all we have time for today. I do thank you for joining me. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end-time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let those that hear say, Come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely." If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.